Good afternoon or good morning, whatever. Audio Boo people, it's Hans here. It is morning in all intents and purposes. It's 2:30 a.m. on the 29th of October, 2013. And yes, it's, all intents and purposes, my last day. Two more sleeps here. I'm just about to go to bed very shortly. And my packing's, well underway. I've got a good bit to go, but I think I can be ready to go Wednesday morning in just over, it's about 30 and a half hours. I'm going to start moving out here. And so it's, we've gotten rid of some stuff. We've got rid of the white pantry cupboards, no more. And my roommate had an extra microwave stand from when she was going to get her a place a couple years ago. And that's gone. There's still the entertainment center was to be picked up, but wasn't, and so I'm going to, I'm actually not going to do it now because of it being late, but folks, it's the last day here on Lewis Avenue, and, how do I feel about it? I have mixed emotions. As you all know, and if you've heard in previous boos, moving out and all, and going to my parents, internet's all set and ready to go. So, got my Greyhound ticket ordered. I'm going to Alabama on November the 19th, the Wednesday. And I'm setting it to be back on the Wednesday the 12th. So it's about 3 weeks. So, I'm actually so to arrive in Oxford on the 20th and leaving there on the December 11th I'm leaving. So it works out to about 3 weeks there. And that I tried the online, I printed the ticket for the U.S. portion online, and it actually works out to cheaper because Greyhound Canada, they got the stupid way it goes through Atlanta, the 10 hours in Atlanta. They still haven't changed it. I'm surprised. So I'm going with ordering two sets of tickets from Buffalo to Anniston, Oxford, and from here to Buffalo. So two separate sets of tickets there. So, and I've got the printed home tickets. I've got the page still open. I'm going to try to deal with that in the morning. But anyway, I guess I can walk through. I'm not going to talk too loud because I don't want to wake anybody up. And so I'm walking down the hall. I've got a heater on because it's about -1 or -2 right now, the temperature. So it's downright cold. So let's walk down the hall. Let's go to the back bedroom where my roommate was. And you can hear the acoustics. Hear how empty it is. I don't want to get too loud. So the computer desk is still here. And the window's shut, thank goodness. Okay, so this is her room. It's just stuff on the floor and a few things in the closet to get. And let's go into my room, which was the main master bedroom. Still sounds empty too, but there's a lot of garbage bags on the floor here. So I'm standing in the middle of the room where once was the bed. And of course everything's closed. Windows are closed, thank goodness. Alrighty, so let's get out of here. Go back to the living room. Got cardboard boxes here. They're collapsed, so they got to be reassembled. Thanks to the gentleman who's helping us move. Will is his name. You can hear the portable heater running. Okay. So that'll make the room a little more bearable. So I just got to put the blankets down on the bed and be all set and ready to go. So Yeah, you know, it's a lot of memories in this apartment. From when high blood pressure and all that thing, all the hours on the computer and radio shows and broadcasting and all that good stuff. And with three different cats, and of course, happened to put Lucky Down 2009 and Princess 2011. It's my roommate's cat. Well, it was our cat when we were a couple, but she was a sweet kitty. And of course, now with Bee, she's moved on into her. So, anywho, I suppose this will be a wrap. So, I don't know if I'll get a chance to do another boo from here or not. I may do one when it's empty, or like when it's completely empty and just before I walk out. I don't know, but we'll have to wait and see. Time will tell. So I'm going to wrap this up, get it sent out, and get ready and lay down for the night. So y'all take care and have a blessed day, and I will see everybody, or boo at everybody, next time. So take care all. And bye-bye, so long.